This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with actor Kyle Stefanski, the executive director and co-founder of Rhonda's Kiss organization, along with his family after losing their mother quickly due to cancer. They wanted to make a difference on her behalf to help with all the unforeseen costs associated with cancer. Kyle, an actor, resides in Los Angeles with his family, his newborn, and girlfriend. He is executive director of the organization and is dedicated to making a difference for those dealing with the disease. They have raised over $1 million thus far and have helped over 200 patients so far. Kyle, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, absolute pleasure to be here, and thank you so much for that gracious introduction.
And you're more than welcome and certainly worthy of it as well. So tell us, for starters, tell us about your charity, Rhonda's Kiss, to kick things off.
Sure. So Rhonda's Kiss is a nonprofit that is focused on helping cancer patients in need. And to be more specific, it is focused on less affluent cancer patients, low to middle income cancer patients who are, you know, struggling, just trying to make ends meet. We focus on the non-medical side of cancer treatment. So ancillary support, wigs, transportation, co-pays, you know, things of that nature. And we started off as a awareness event-based nonprofit. We're just trying to get the word out, trying to affect as many people as we possibly can to let them know what our mission is, because it's a very specific and tangible mission, as opposed to cancer research, which is not necessarily a black hole, but you can't really follow your money, and it takes time. Our actual support happens overnight. We raise that money, give it to the hospital program, and it's accessible right away.
Kyle, if you would, get into some of the details on why you did start Rhonda's Kiss, taking that a little further outside of the intro we gave a little earlier.
Sure. I grew up in a very philanthropic family in Cleveland, Ohio. And so I always watched my parents and how they gave back. And it was something that I always strive to do one day, to start my own nonprofit and give back to a certain need in the world at some point. So it unfortunately so happened that it was cancer in the nature of my mom passing. But turning that negative into a positive was how I saw this come about. And like I said, very unfortunate, but it's something that definitely needed to happen. And turning that negative into a positive was very important for us.
Also, what should people know about your work with Rhonda's Kiss?
I think what's most important about the work of Rhonda's Kiss in and of itself is cancer is the number two killer out there behind heart disease, and it's only growing rapidly. And it doesn't pick. There's no socioeconomic, race, age, religion. It goes after everyone. And what we found through the medical odyssey that I went through with my mother and after creating Rhonda's Kiss was there is a growing issue that it's the pocket of people who are not dying from cancer but actually living with cancer. With all the advancements in cancer treatment and people just living longer naturally, one in two people are going to end up hearing you have cancer in a hospital room in their lifetime. And it could be any type of it. But that pocket of living with cancer is something that we found we're latching on to help, because people are just realizing the effects of having to live with this terrible, terrible disease.
It certainly is an awful disease and certainly can hit home, even whether if it's your direct family or friends of family or relatives. So no doubt about that, it hits all walks of life Unfortunately, today we are with actor Kyle Stefanski, the executive director and co-founder of Rhonda's Kiss organization dedicated to making a difference for those dealing with the disease here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Information and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Kyle, taking it further, how can people get involved and help with Rhonda's Kiss organization?
Yes, that's very important. We have events coming up this year. We have two events in Los Angeles and two events in New York City. People can attend those events. We don't have specific dates for everyone yet. We're still putting those together. But in the meantime, they can go to rhondaskiss.org. That's www.rhondaskiss.org. And they can click on the donate in the get involved section. They can follow us at Twitter, at Instagram, at Rhonda's Kiss. At Facebook, Rhonda's Kiss, and that's about it. There's one phone number you can call as well. It's 216-429-5402. That's 216-429-5402, or you can visit www.rhondaskiss.org.
If you would, Kyle, as well, what is the goal of your charity looking at the big picture?
Yes. Looking at the big picture, the overall goal of the charity is, like I said, we started off as an event-based charity, raising much awareness and giving money to specific hospitals that we partnered up with. I would ultimately like Rhonda's Kiss to be at a national level where we are partnered with hospitals in every major city so that anybody has access to Rhonda's Kiss programs all throughout the country. For example, as of right now, we are partnered with the Cleveland Clinic, Cedars-Sinai, City of Hope, and you can only get our services at those hospitals. So I would like it to be very, very accessible for everyone who is dealing with this terrible, terrible disease.
And we're certainly thankful for what you're doing and continued success in all your endeavors. Shifting gears here a little bit, tell us about you and your background outside of Rhonda's Kiss and how you became an actor.
Sure. I went to school in the Northeast at Trinity College in Hartford, Connecticut. And in my 20s, I bounced back and forth from New York and Los Angeles. And I was doing, odd jobs. I was personal training. I started a consulting company, building a lot of relationships. And those relationships turned into the consulting company that I created. And all of a sudden, my mom was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And she came out to Los Angeles for treatment. And that brought me out to Los Angeles this time around. I kind of put everything on hold that I was doing. After she passed, I did a little bit of soul searching and I started to open myself up and I started, just trying all different kinds of things. And I had acted before, but this time I did it for the right reasons, not to be famous, but actually for the craft. And in tandem with me starting Rhonda's Kiss, my acting career started to bud and grow, and a couple friends took notice. And as my mini projects, short projects started to get some clout, I got introduced to some very well-known people who put me into some great projects. And this year, I hope, would be a breakout year for me. I've got three films. I've got Acts of Violence with Bruce Willis. I've got First We Take Brooklyn with Harvey Keitel and Annalyn McCord and Danny A. And I've got the Gotti film with John Travolta coming up, which I'm very excited about. I also have two other projects that I can't mention that I am going to sign on to for 2018. And, acting is everything that I've ever wanted to do from a passion standpoint. Growing up in a banking family, it was a little difficult to get here, but I finally did. And then the cherry on top of everything that I'm doing was my beautiful girlfriend and I just had a baby boy, Oliver. He's 6.5 months old. And, my life could not be any better right now. I'm truly, truly blessed and so thankful.
Kyle, it certainly has been great to have had you. And again, thanks for all you're doing through Rhonda's Kiss and the effect that you're having within the space. And we thank you for your time and for sharing your story and your cause with us today. If you would, one more time, go over the information where listeners can get involved and get further information on Rhonda's Kiss.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can go to www.rhondaskiss.org. Go to donate or get involved. And you can also go to events to stay updated to what events we have coming up. You can also call our phone number at 216-429-5402. And you can follow Rhonda's Kiss on Instagram at Rhonda's Kiss, Rhonda's Kiss, Twitter, and Facebook, Rhonda's Kiss. And one more time, www.rondaskiss.org. Thank you so much, guys.
And you're more than welcome. All the best. And again, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Hey, thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with actor Kyle Stefanski, the executive director and co-founder of Rhonda's Kiss organization dedicated to making a difference for those dealing with the disease. And for further details, visit rhondaskiss.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.